Marty Lurie here with Senator Jim Bunny, Major League Hall of Famer. You pitched one of the greatest games, I thought, in baseball history against the Mets on Father's Day in New York. You were with the Phillies. Tell me about it.
Well, it was 93 degrees. There were 33,000 people in the stands. It was the first game of a doubleheader. And I started out, and I didn't have real good control. Jim Hickman was the first hitter, and I gave him pitches he should have hit, but he fouled him back, and I finally struck him out on a fairly good pitch. And there wasn't another ball hit very hard until the bottom of the fifth. The only changeup I threw in the game, straight changeup, was to Jesse Gonder, and he hit the ball right at the hole between first and second, and Tony Taylor went over and dove at the ball. And because Gonder was such a speed merchant, he was able to throw him out from his knees. And other than that, there was another ball hit hard.
Who caught you that day?
One of my favorite guys, Gus Triandos. And he used to come out and kid with me as we went on seventh. Because I was very active on the bench. I had missed a no-hitter about 3 weeks prior to that against Houston. Went into the eighth inning with a no-hitter and got absolutely annihilated, and I didn't want that to happen, so I kept talking about it on the bench, and Gus thought I was a little nuts, so he came out and talked to me in the ninth inning and said, "Now we know what we've got, let's go get it," and so we did. We had a real easy ninth inning.
What was the last out like?
Last out was five straight curveballs to John Stevenson. Gene Mock, the first time I faced Stevenson, came out running out to the mound, and he said he can't spell curveball. So I wanted to try him. I got him out the first time, and as a pinch hitter on all curveballs, and this time he took first two, then I missed with two, and then he swung and missed at the fifth one.
Well, this wasn't your first no-hitter. You had pitched one with the Tigers.
Yes, against the Boston Red Sox in Fenway Park. Little different lineup in Fenway Park than I faced against the Mets. You know, with Williams and Jensen and Gernert and Stevens and Pete Ronalds, they had some pretty good hitters.
What was the reaction of the crowd? I remember the Shea Stadium crowds in those days. I'm sure they were thrilled for you.
Yes, they were. They stood up to the whole ninth inning and applauded during the whole ninth inning.
Well, thanks so much. What a great day in baseball history. Senator Jim Bunny, a great major league pitcher. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.